O Lord, may the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. They had no more wine. In some circles, that's unforgivable, unthinkable that you would not have enough wine. It was doubly true in this case. In the time of Jesus, there was a wedding feast going on, and it went on for a week, and everybody in the village was invited. And it was the responsibility of the bridegroom and his family to have enough wine and enough to eat. And they had no wine. They had run out. Mary said to Jesus, "They have no wine." And he said, "I don't care. My hour has not yet come," he said. Well, I think in some way Jesus was saying to Mary, it's not time yet. You have to let me go to do the Father's will. I hear a different drummer, which for you may be measured and far away, but for me, it's clear and constant. And Mary, being a typical mother, ignored his comment and said, "Do whatever he asks." My mother used to do me that way. In that instant, in that moment, Mary catches a glimpse of her son's greatness when he said, "Well, fill the water jugs." And the servants did it. Perhaps Mary was thinking about that time 30 years ago when she got the message that his name will be called Wonderful, Counselor, the Prince of Peace, Emmanuel, God with us. And in that moment, she caught some of the understanding of the power, because she turned to the servants and said, "Just do what he says." They have no more wine. It's embarrassing, unthinkable. Jesus, in his love and compassion, met their needs beyond their wildest expectations. He changed water into wine. Not just cheap, ordinary Boone's Farm. Into the best wine. Such that the steward said, "What? Why are you giving me this wine now? You're supposed to serve the good wine at the beginning, and then when everybody's looped, you give them the bad wine. You give them the Boone's Farm." They have no more wine. Think about that phrase for just a moment, because it becomes a symbol for our lives, I think. Each one of us, as we go through life, we hear that comment. Maybe not those exact words, but a similar meaning. There's excitement, there's joy, there's festivity, and suddenly it's all over. School was good at the beginning. We were having fun. But then exams came. And term papers, and it's not fun anymore. The job was exciting at first, but now there's long stretches of boredom, and there are some boring people there, and the challenge is gone. The friendship was good in the beginning, but over the period of time, little disagreements have come in and pecked away at it. And it's not good anymore. The marriage was good, but somewhere along the way, the wine ran out. My faith in God was strong when things were going well, but then my husband died or my child got critically ill and life turned sour. And the wine ran out. Hope was an easy thing for me to talk to someone else about when they were in despair, when they were in the bottom. But when they told me I had a terrible sickness, the wine ran out. On some level, we can all resonate with these comments, can't we? At some point in our lives, the wine has run out. We find ourselves staring in the mirror and saying, I have no more wine. I can't do this anymore. I don't have anything left. And then the gospel comes along and says, well, here's the good news. The message and the power of Jesus Christ enters here, and it not only enters, but it enters with the power to transform our lives. Not in the Pollyanna sense that everyone is running around grinning and running through the daisies, but in the sense that he has the power to draw wine from the bland, tasteless, and contaminated water we've been content to drink. He comes with the message from God that even though we have disaster and hurt and betrayal, growth and fulfillment are possible out of all these things. He comes with the message that, like all good wine, it may need time to ferment in our lives. It may need time to become vintage in our lives before we can fully appreciate it. You see, Jesus calls us to the abundant life, to a joyful fulfillment. He doesn't call us to say, in the words of Shakespeare's Hamlet, how weary, stale, flat, and unprofitable seem to me all the uses of this world. Christ comes to us saying there's hope, even when our wine has run out. And those of us who may live dull, listless lives, longing for something, anything to happen that will bring a little color, purpose to our lives, he says, I'm here. I have no more wine, we say. And Jesus says, come to the banquet I prepared for you. Eat and drink. Come, I will make your new wine flow again, but you must help me. I can't do it by myself, he says. I need your help. Just as he said to the servants at the wedding in Cana, I need your help. Would you fill those jars over there with water? And they did. And the miracle happened, and he said, I need your help again. Will you take the wine to the steward and see what he says? You see, if the servants didn't help, Jesus was powerless in a sense, because without their help, he didn't have water in front of him to transform, you see. If we bring him the water, he will make all things new. We can assist him with the miracles of transformation. But he can't do it unless we assist. We, his servants. We can pray, invite, bear witness to God working in our lives. And as he says in the two commandments, we love God with all our heart, our soul, our mind, our being, and we love each other. And the invitation this morning is to come, gather around my table, he says, and I will change your water into wine. Eat my bread and drink my cup. fellowship with one another because we are all children of God. So we cannot be content when our wine runs out and when we are drained and when we are drinking old contaminated water. We have a wonderful resource in the gospel, in the good news of Christ. And God, who can change our old stagnant water into new and abundant wine, will work in our lives, but we have to ask. We have to say, I need your help. I need to plug into the power. Jesus said, ask and it shall be given you. Jesus says, come to the banquet, eat and drink. Amen.